Вариант 15.
Тексты для аудирования. Сейчас вы будете выполнять задание по аудированию. Каждый текст прозвучит два раза. После первого и второго прослушивания у вас будет время для выполнения и проверки заданий. Все паузы включены в аудиозапись. Остановка и повторное воспроизведение аудиозаписи не предусмотрены. Задание 1.
Вы два раза услышите 4 коротких диалога, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D. Установите соответствие между диалогами и видом домашнего гаджета, о котором беседуют говорящие в каждом из диалогов. Каждому диалогу подберите соответствующий вид гаджета, обозначенный цифрами. Используйте каждый вид гаджета из списка 1-5 только один раз. В задании есть один лишний вид гаджета. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Dialogue A.
Did you buy sausages?
No, I want to buy them, but I forgot.
So there will be nothing for supper, I'm afraid.
But what about ice cream, which I bought 3 days ago?
Let me see if anything is left from it.
Dialogue B.
What a strange noise. Is your son playing a new computer game?
No, this time he's tidying his room. He's the only one who can operate our new appliance.
Oh, I see.
Dialogue C.
The smell is delicious. Is it your famous apple pie?
Yes, it is. It'll be ready in 5 minutes.
How long does it usually take you to bake it?
25 minutes.
And what about the temperature?
It should be about 200 degrees.
Dialogue D.
I'm cold. I'd like a cup of hot tea or coffee.
It's a pity I can't boil water. Something is wrong with our electric device.
Can you repair it?
I'll try my best.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogues again. Dialogue A.
Did you buy sausages?
No, I want to buy them, but I forgot.
So there will be nothing for supper, I'm afraid.
But what about ice cream, which I bought 3 days ago?
Let me see if anything is left from it.
Dialogue B.
What a strange noise. Is your son playing a new computer game?
No, this time he's tidying his room. He's the only one who can operate our new appliance.
Oh, I see.
Dialogue C.
The smell is delicious. Is it your famous apple pie?
Yes, it is. It'll be ready in 5 minutes.
How long does it usually take you to bake it?
25 minutes.
And what about the temperature?
It should be about 200 degrees.
Dialogue D.
I'm cold. I'd like a cup of hot tea or coffee.
It's a pity I can't boil water. Something is wrong with our electric device.
Can you repair it?
I'll try my best.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 2. Вы два раза услышите 5 высказываний, обозначенных буквами A, B, C, D, E. Установите соответствие между высказываниями и утверждениями из следующего списка. Каждому высказыванию подберите соответствующее утверждение, обозначенное цифрами. Используйте каждое утверждение из списка 1-6 только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Запишите в таблицу выбранные цифры под соответствующими буквами. У вас есть 30 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. A.
I always take an extra key because I'm incredibly forgetful, and I often leave my keys at home and pull the door closed behind me with the keys still on the kitchen table. So, if I take an extra key, I don't have to call my mum or disturb our neighbour, who also keeps one for us.
B.
I never go anywhere without a bar of chocolate. I always have one in my bag in case I get hungry. The trouble, of course, is that the more I think about this chocolate in my bag, the more hungry I feel, so then I eat it. And a moment later, I start to panic that I haven't got any more, and I can hardly wait for the break to run to the school canteen to buy another bar, and so it goes on.
C.
I always take a notebook and a pen of some kind or just a pencil. My hobby is drawing and I need to have something to draw with if I see something interesting. Especially I like to draw faces of people I meet and sometimes they get annoyed if they see me look at them and then draw something in my notebook. But I don't care about it. I dream of becoming an artist and portraits attract me most of all.
D.
I always have a penknife with me. It makes me feel safe in any situation, though I have never used it in any fight. Actually, it's a special penknife. It was my father's, and it's got a lovely handle. But it's useful if I need to cut something like an apple. And once I even used it to free a kitten tied to a tree by somebody.
E.
Of course, teachers say we don't need mobile phones at school and we are not allowed to use them in class. But it makes me feel much happier to have it with me because Mom often calls me, especially after classes, and checks where I am at the moment. And on my way back from school, I use it as a player. 20 minutes of music while walking home are enough to cheer myself up after a school day.
You have 30 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will hear the texts again. A.
I always take an extra key because I'm incredibly forgetful, and I often leave my keys at home and pull the door closed behind me with the keys still on the kitchen table. So, if I take an extra key, I don't have to call my mum or disturb our neighbour, who also keeps one for us.
B.
I never go anywhere without a bar of chocolate. I always have one in my bag in case I get hungry. The trouble, of course, is that the more I think about this chocolate in my bag, the more hungry I feel, so then I eat it. And a moment later, I start to panic that I haven't got any more, and I can hardly wait for the break to run to the school canteen to buy another bar, And so it goes on.
C.
I always take a notebook and a pen of some kind or just a pencil. My hobby is drawing, and I need to have something to draw with if I see something interesting. Especially, I like to draw faces of people I meet, and sometimes they get annoyed if they see me look at them and then draw something in my notebook. But I don't care about it. I dream of becoming an artist, and portraits attract me most of all.
D.
I always have a penknife with me. It makes me feel safe in any situation, though I have never used it in any fight. Actually, it's a special penknife. It was my father's, and it's got a lovely handle. But it's useful if I need to cut something like an apple. And once I even used it to free a kitten tied to a tree by somebody.
E.
Of course, teachers say we don't need mobile phones at school, and we are not allowed to use them in class. But it makes me feel much happier to have it with me, because Mom often calls me, especially after classes, and checks where I am at the moment. And on my way back from school, I use it as a player. 20 minutes of music while walking home are enough to cheer myself up after a school day.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Задание 3.8. Вы услышите разговор двух подростков. В заданиях 3.8 в поле ответа запишите одну цифру, которая соответствует номеру правильного ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 60 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Susie. I've heard you're going to Nepal with your parents. Lucky you are. When exactly are you going?
We haven't decided yet. Mom can't choose between the weather and low season.
What do you mean?
You see, if we go there in April, we'll meet fewer tourists because the main tourist season is in summer. But if we go in summer, say in August, we'll have better weather.
Well, if I were you, I would prefer to avoid crowds of tourists and go there out of season. Are you going to fly there?
I think so. It's really a long way from here. Flying will be much quicker.
As for my family, we prefer to drive over land. Dad is an excellent driver, and while travelling by car, we can stop anywhere and see a lot of interesting places.
Yes, but it's going to take weeks to get there by car, and my parents haven't got the time. We'd rather rent a car when we get to the place.
Are you going to stay in a hotel? It would be much cheaper to go camping.
Oh, I know your idea of taking a tent everywhere and saving money in such a way. Mom and I are not camping people. We need at least some comfort. Dad is going to book hotels in 3 places, and as for saving money, I hope we'll be able to do it in a different way.
Share your ideas.
It will be cheaper if we take a guidebook. That way we'll avoid hiring a local guide.
Well, that's a good idea. By the way, I can help you somehow.
Really? In what way?
You know that my uncle has travelled all around the world. Just last week I saw an excellent guidebook of Nepal at his place. I don't think he'll refuse to lend it to you.
That would be great. I'll have time to read up about the place before we go there.
You have 20 seconds to complete the task. Now, you will listen to the dialogue again.
Hi, Susie. I've heard you're going to Nepal with your parents. Lucky you are. When exactly are you going?
We haven't decided yet. Mom can't choose between the weather and low season.
What do you mean?
You see, if we go there in April, we'll meet fewer tourists because the main tourist season is in summer. But if we go in summer, say in August, we'll have better weather.
Well, if I were you, I would prefer to avoid crowds of tourists and go there out of season. Are you going to fly there?
I think so. It's really a long way from here. Flying will be much quicker.
As for my family, we prefer to drive over land. Dad is an excellent driver, and while travelling by car, we can stop anywhere and see a lot of interesting places.
Yes, but it's going to take weeks to get there by car, and my parents haven't got the time. We'd rather rent a car when we get to the place.
Are you going to stay in a hotel? It would be much cheaper to go camping.
Oh, I know your idea of taking a tent everywhere and saving money in such a way. Mom and I are not camping people. We need at least some comfort. Dad is going to book hotels in 3 places, and as for saving money, I hope we'll be able to do it in a different way.
Share your ideas.
It will be cheaper if we take a guidebook. That way we'll avoid hiring a local guide.
Well, that's a good idea. By the way, I can help you somehow.
Really? In what way?
You know that my uncle has travelled all around the world. Just last week I saw an excellent guidebook of Nepal at his place. I don't think he'll refuse to lend it to you.
That would be great. I'll have time to read up about the place before we go there.
This is the end of the task. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers. This is the end of the listening test.